Our WMD for blue states. Progressivism is fiscally unsustainable because freedom from fear through government is a glorious myth of progressivism. WPEG 1787 eviscerates progressivism. British PM Thatcher said a famous quote P40 repeated often, "Sooner or later, we run out of other people's money." That statement has no power beyond PM Thatcher's or P40's term. As a scientific study, it becomes a proven governing principle that never fails because the laws of nature determine all outcomes in the universe. Venezuela, Argentina, and Cuba are three modern, very prosperous nations whose economies and societies died when their leaders served their own interests of power over society. Neither the blue nor red faction wants any righteous methodical study, even though many exist. Why? Because the study ends both factions with the laws of nature. The studies cannot get past the political factions in our elections. Political factions are the opposite of what is right. Godly civics and WPEG 1787 start with righteous methodical studies. Blue states are failing economically. California is $50 billion to $70 billion in debt and sustained by their faction in D.C. with phony bailouts. That is about to end. By definition, in the blue states, the red faction is weak. That is precisely why our Abba Father hates political factions. They block his people from enforcing his 1776 creation of government by principles. Please pray on that. What can we pulpit leaders in the body of Christ have to say if we do not see our Abba Father's hand in his 1776 creation, our one nation under God? Nothing. Do you really believe that glorifies our Abba Father? History and the book of Revelation prove that humans in power cannot sustain resisting the Nahas. That is how the world ends. Israel couldn't do it with our Abba Father guiding them directly. There is no chance today because our Abba Father unleashed the Nahas after Daniel's prophecy released our Abba Father's people from his restraint on the Nahas. We the people must eliminate and replace the political factions with WPEG 1787. Our Abba Father's 1776 creation of Nahas cannot destroy. It is a stone we sling to end our Goliath government. P4547 made inroads in 2024 as a populist using the red faction ballot slots, but a blue faction caused pain won the day, not the red faction. This cannot be a red faction victory. It is we the people's victory, and we must sustain for posterity. The stage is set to make every candidate in 2026 a WPEG 1787 candidate, regardless of where they fall on the social liberty scale. Our Abba Father will have our voice for all we the people for the first time since Samuel 1. Remember our burning question. Whether there is no consensus end-time prophecy in Scripture for our USA, because it might cease to exist by then? We were on the verge of ceasing to exist in the 2024 election, but our Abba Father gave us a reprieve with P45/47. His populist movement with open religious liberty cries out to finish the job with godly civics for the 2026/2028 elections. Believers must replace the division of politics before all our ecclesia can engage and glorify our Abba Father at the ballot box. The key word is engage, which means spreading godly civics to all believers, liberty civics to non-believers, and ensuring all candidates score WPEG 1787 to get our vote. LibertyCivics.com details political factions, but the only solution to division is to replace the Nahas political factions with our Abba Father's WPEG 1787, the updated version of his 1776 creation. It seems impossible because political factions are so entrenched. Still, the reward is so monumental to our ecclesia and one nation under God that the body of Christ must make it happen. Hero, the good news is that the body of Christ, United for Religious Liberty, is the largest group in the greatest nation on earth. Unity behind P4547. P4547 is our Abba Father's last hero. The Nahas war against Jesus has all but destroyed our Abba Father's creation every step of the way in Scripture, from Eden to Revelation. And our Abba Father always responded with an earthly hero, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Paul in Scripture. Post-Scripture history reveals that William Bradford, Thomas Jefferson, P1, P16, P34, P40, and P4547 all had our Abba Father's divine help to keep his 1776 creation, his last nation, viable to get as many as possible into heaven. Getting people into heaven is our only motivation. We need our one nation under God to do it and pass it on to our children's children. P4547 is only controversial today because of his threat to the Nahas political factions. His history of service and generosity is not well known because it is the one subject he does not boast about. That speaks volumes about the man. Even a 24/7/365 gaslighting psyop against him for 9 years has still not taken him out. He is an exceptional man, flaws and all. But what is the point of condemning others in political faction theater of war when the WPEG 1787, the laws of nature, governing principles, are what our Abba Father created for us to score and choose our representatives in his theater? There is no need to condemn anyone, We the people are just looking for tens. Voting against those with zero principles of life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all is a reasoned decision. Voting for our Abba Father's principles glorifies him. WePEG 1787 is that simple. The 2024 POTUS election set the stage for the body's unity in the 2026 election. WePEG 1787 is the critical choice to begin voting on our ballot. Every believer must vote for our Abba Father's creation in 2026/2028. When believers understand that our one nation under God, his shining city on a hill, his beacon and refuge to the world, is not just a debating society, but the vessel of our Abba Father's social liberty to protect his religious liberty that only exists inside social liberty, our cups will overflow. P4547 is the catalyst for that to happen. That is where our ecclesia failed in our sovereign castles with moats above the fray. Our ecclesia must become staging centers for the war against the Nahas, uniting under Yahweh Nissi or Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. Our Abba Father works through his people. He could have knocked down the walls of Jericho by himself, but he used Joshua's army in the miracle, and they never touched the wall. P4547 is the man of the time to end the Nahas Blue faction and put on the scrap heap of history. Had P4547 won in 2020, we would not have seen the total depravity of the Nahas Blue faction we are seeing today. Our Abba Father is revealing everything for a lasting victory. If you disagree, you do not know P4547. Full stop. If the 9-year GL psyop against him is your only source of information, you are badly misinformed. If you need to condemn him, that judgment is not more important than saving our one nation under God. Please get to know the man today and our Abba Father. King David was a murderer, adulterer, and possible rapist, yet he was a man after God's own heart. Saul of Tarsus led the killing of Christians, and yet our Abba Father chose him to launch the ecclesia throughout the world. Rahab and Gomer were prostitutes used by our Abba Father, and Rahab is in the bloodline of Jesus. Ruth did not win Boaz with her cooking. Godly civics prays that you visit the verses about forgiveness, Jesus' sacrifice, and how our Abba Father chooses his leaders. Please get to know P4547 in the moment. No candidate is persecuted by the despotic rulers in our government more than P45/47. He and his family suffer enormous losses of pride, money, and time, yet he stands firm and unwavering for we the people. That is a leader with our Abba Father's blessing. Even if P4547 is only Samson, we the people must destroy the Philistines' temple, the Blue Faction, and P4547 is the only person who can do it. If you are so righteous that you believe you glorify our Abba Father by allowing the Nahas to destroy his 1776 creation because you dislike our Abba Father's choice, please pray for clarity, not for a miracle that is not on the ballot. But it was not enough for P4547 to win in 2024. That populist victory cannot be allowed to be a Red Faction victory. It must be a laws of nature victory, our DOI in 1776 creation. For everyone in every state, or the leftist enemy will continue the destruction and rise again. P4547 is a man of this time because, like P40, P4547 is a populist candidate, not a political faction candidate. The Red Faction did all it could to stop him, as they did P40. Now, P4547 owns the Red Faction because he needs the ballot slots in the Nahas War between the Nahas Blue Faction and our Abba Father. That is a leader. We the people cannot win in the political faction theater of war. Today's Liberty Past the Movement is the early adopters. Those ecclesia are ready to defend our Abba Father in the political faction theater of war. Godly civics applauds them for their great faith and courage. But they are not taking the Nahas Blue Faction ground as fast as we would like, because they can in the political faction theater. It is too divisive for most pulpit leaders, and rightly so. Godly Civics, Liberty Civics, and WePEG 1787 are three WMDs that bring the battle into our Abba Father's theater, his 1776 creation, where we the people cannot lose because there is no Nahas Blue faction politics. Our one nation under God is for everyone. Our focus in Godly Civics is religious liberty, which only exists in social liberty. We do not preach the gospel to an inanimate government. The gospel is our motivation in Godly Civics, not our message. The message is WePEG 1787, our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Believers must see our Abba Father's hand in his 1776 creation and then pivot to what he created for everyone. Government by inviolate principles, the laws of nature, never ideology, whims, or ideas, and especially not the Nahas false flag of progressivism. Our Abba Father created one nation under God for people to see him through his imagers, us pulpit leaders, and the body and want him. Our godly civics brings more people to our Abba Father with our imaging and his 1776 creation. Believers must become that image. Person to person, word of mouth. Word of mouth is the only communication channel to deliver our winning message to its intended audience. people's hearts. Our one nation under God was created and defended by word of mouth. We the people must pyramid to like-minded people as carriers of the antidote to give to those with a progressive virus. Godly civic strategy is two-tiered. Our ecclesia must engage internally and then start their mission exercise externally. Only the new paradigm embracing our Abba Father makes that possible. The body of Christ has a critical mass to fill the channel quickly with our succinct message of hope and love. Point people to the book or websites so they can learn privately. For many, WePEG 1787 alone is the only safe referral. Our ask is to look, not be the teacher, unless you are an experienced conservative activist. A large percentage of believers do not embrace ecclesia, but still have a connection to our Abba Father. Only the body of Christ can reach them in the field, and we must. Godly civic strategy feeds them in an uplifting context of civics evangelism based on the miracle of a restored one nation under God with godly civics. Conservative groups are populated with believers and must join the mission.